When were you in the military?
I joined the military in May of 1968, right after, 1 year after I finished high school. I was in the military until May of 1970.
And which branch did you serve in?
I served in the Army.
Like infantry troops on the
ground?
Well,
I served in the Army. I was trained to be a telephone installation technician. I was trained to install telephones in homes, barracks, whatever. And then when I was sent to Vietnam, they assigned me to be on a deuce and a half truck that had a quad 50 caliber machine gun on the back of it. And I was taken care of. The good Lord blessed me, and they put me inside a switchboard. So I was able to operate the switchboard, making phone calls from one barracks and different points. People would call in, and then I would, just like I said, a switchboard. I was able to call home one or two nights a week. We were allowed to talk up to 3 minutes. And every time we'd say a conversation, when we get through, we'd have to say over. whatever I'd say, then at the end of it, I'd have to say over, because it was the telephone. We were connected with a ham radio operator, and the ham radio operator would be in the United States, and he would be the closest one to where my mom and dad lived, and then he would call from there to my home, and I would talk like that, and that's why we had to say over, because it was over a ham radio.
So what motivated you to join the military? Was it free will or a draft? Or?
I was 18, going on, just turned 18 years old, 19, 20, turned 19 years old. Okay. And during that period of time in U.S. history, they had the draft for Vietnam. I had my choice to sit around and wait until my draft number was called up, and when my draft number called up, then I would have to go into the military and to the Army, and then they would assign me wherever they wanted to assign me to do whatever they wanted me to do. By volunteering for their draft, I was able to put in a request of what I would like to do. Though I did not get that request, I still put in for it. I put in to be a truck driver. But they assigned me the first time to a clerk typist. I was supposed to sit in a classroom and learn how to type and take dictation, so when I would find my final destination, that I would be working in an office. But then I got injured, and I didn't get injured. I did well in that particular class. I was in the top of the class, so they promoted me to telephone installation. Let me back up. They didn't promote me. I did get injured, and when I come out of being injured, I broke my thumb. And when I come out, they reassigned me to telephone installation.
How did you break your thumb?
Playing football for the Army. I was on the Army base team, and we were playing football.
Okay. What was the most difficult part of being in the military?
Being in the military in the stateside wasn't that bad. But when they shipped me overseas, being away from home and family and church and friends,
just different.
Quite different.
Yeah. Did you serve in a war zone?
Yes, I served in Vietnam between 1969 and May of 1969 to May of 1970. I was assigned to a fire support base at Long Bend, which is just about 20 miles out of Saigon, and I stayed there for a full year.
What kind of stuff did you have to do in the war zone?
Well, like I said earlier, when I got there, I was trained in the telephone communications to install telephones. So when I got there, they put me on tried to assign me to a quad 50 machine gun or to a searchlight that's mounted on the back of a Jeep. But the good Lord took care of me, and I was was assigned to a switchboard, which I set in a little small little room, and had this big switchboard in front of me, and phone call would come in, and I'd take the connector and connect them to wherever they were calling to. And I was also blessed a couple of nights a week I could call home via a ham radio. When I used the, we'd make a request for a call, and the ham radio operator in the States would pick it up, and they would call the number that I'd give them to my parents' house, and then they would connect the call through the ham radio operator, and wouldn't a long distance fee like that. And we could talk up to 3 minutes, but every time we'd end a conversation, we'd have to say over at the end of our conversation before the next person could speak.
What lessons did your service teach you that you still carry with you today?
Well, naturally, being in the Army, you have to depend on each other quite heavily. I think you hear the conversation, the saying saying, watch your six, or I've got your six, meaning they've got your backside up and bottom and watch after you, and they're there to support you if you get into trouble. So I depended on them, and I always supported them. So as I started working in the workforce, I always watched after my fellow employees or fellow workers and tried to support them in any way I could.
Well, how was your transition out of the military and back to civilian?
That was, I was blessed that when I was in service, being in the war zone, I didn't see real heavy fighting. Some friends of mine that were there, they would come into the fire support base and talk about being in a firefight, and the machine guns would melt. They would fire them so hot. They'd have to replace the barrel on the machine gun. And these are, one particular individual was not, didn't live far from us here, and we got to visit with him a couple of times after he got out as well as I got out. And I think his children come to our church now. There's the twins. So it wasn't too hard for me to transition because I didn't see the real heavy fighting. I was blessed in that.
That's good. How would you like people to remember you when you pass on?
Well, that's one thing we are guaranteed in life, is to pass on and to pay taxes. I'd rather pay taxes, but I will pass on one of these days if the good Lord doesn't come back first, which I hope happens. But I'd like to be remembered as being truthful and honest and dependable.
I think you are all of those things.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, that was good. Thanks, Papa.